Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
Welcome to A Call to Greatness with host, spiritual counselor, psychology management trainer, Victoria Post. In this hour, Victoria and her guest explore our individual and collective calls to greatness and support you in finding the courage and resources you need to follow through. Can you hear it? Your greatness is calling. Now here's your host, Victoria Post.
Greetings, blessings, and welcome to A Call to Greatness. I am your host, spiritual counselor, psychic, and energy management trainer, Victoria Post. That kind of dropped out there a little in the billboard. Today we are going to be talking about abundance, which is a word that has been floated around a great deal in the last, 10-20 years or so, but we're going to talk about it in a new way. So I want to encourage all of you to open to the topic of abundance, and we'll give you a lot of resources that you can work with. And if you have any questions about the show, any questions about my work, you are welcome to contact me and check out anything else that I offer at www.spiritalive.com. So I invite you to take a moment, as we always try to do at the beginning of the show, to settle into yourself, even though some of you may be listening at work or while you're doing something else. If you can take a moment to take a breath and actually breathe your spirit into your body, into the room, let it fill you, let it surround you. Take a moment to drop in and feel your body, all of the sensations. And take a moment of reflection. Take a moment to reflect on the abundance in your life, whatever that association is for you at this time. The abundance of nature, earth, trees, even if you live in a large city, the abundance of animal life, plant life, the abundance of people, and all kinds of people. The abundance of the sky and the cosmos and the stars. Be aware of the abundance that's all around us, whether or not we are aware of it. And in another breath, bringing your attention a little closer to home, to notice the abundance of your own emotions, your own feelings. The abundance that is in your body, the abundance of cells, the abundance of blood and water, the abundance of thoughts and ideas, perspectives that you have a lot of different perspectives. Maybe you might even think you have an abundance of problems or life experiences. Be aware of how you think of your life. Do you see possibilities? Do you stop yourself? And perhaps most importantly, do you think or feel or tell yourself you are not enough? With these questions and these ideas, I encourage you to open to this show and listen to it. Open to the possibility that you just might be more than enough. And I'd like to offer this show as a blessing, first of all, to each of you individually, and then to this country and to all peoples of the world who hang on to their own stuff, who hang on to their own limitations, who are struggling with scarcity. And imagine that we are all, who are listening to this show, whenever we are listening to it, part of the energy that's traveling to the far reaches of the globe, sending inspiration, resource, spaciousness. And may we all be guided by the intelligence of our own abundant selves. And as we begin today's show, I'd like to introduce my very special guest. I'm actually quite excited about what I'm going to learn in this show. And so I would like to welcome our guest. She is Kim George, and she is the author of a new book entitled Coaching into Greatness, focusing on a very new and pioneering way of looking at abundance through our abundance intelligence. Kim is an advocate for abundant living. She is CEO and founder of the AQ Institute. We'll talk more about what that is in a minute. She is also a very successful coach and was formerly vice president of strategic alliances with Coachville and so much more, had her own radio show. And Kim, I'd like to welcome you to A Call to Greatness.
Thank you, Vicki. I'm so excited to be here.
I'd like to start, just because I mentioned it, with a little introduction about, okay, what are we talking about with abundance intelligence? Abundance has been thrown around a lot as a term, and we, you know, sit down and do affirmations, and you'll be abundant, and most of it's kind of external. Could you just give a little intro to the idea of abundance intelligence and what you mean by abundant living?
Sure, it's a great place to start. I define abundance intelligence as the ability to consistently and authentically be who you are and do what you can do. The ability to consistently and authentically be who you are and do what you can do. When I talk about this phrase, doing what you can do, I'm not talking about rolling out of bed in the morning, making the coffee, you know, walking the dogs, going to work, all of those things. There's a million things that we can do. There's a million routine things. The can do that I'm really referring to here is being boldly, vibrantly alive. It's joyful, abundant living. It's living into our greatness and really living the essence of who we are every day that we can. And my experience has been working with hundreds of business owners as a business coach over the last 6 years professionally, and my own experiences in life, that many, many people are actually not doing what they can do, that they're actually dwelling or living on the surface of life, where it's convenient, where it's not challenging. It may have the illusion of safety. And so abundance intelligence is a new way of measuring intelligence that says there's a whole aspect of intelligence that we've never thought of before, and it has to do with people's ability to be who they are. Because when you're really being who you are, that's where greatness lies.
That is indeed where greatness lies, and we are going to talk more about, I hope, how to actually increase this when we come back on A Call to Greatness. So stay with us, and we will continue this conversation in just a short moment.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Can you stay present and centered even when everything around you is completely out of control? Can you find joy, meaning, and peace even when life seems to be falling apart? Can you love yourself even when your inner critic is right? The soul journey is filled with complexities that will take you from adversity to ecstasy through power and vulnerability, from magical moments of connection into deep states of loneliness, from life to death and back again. With all the twists and turns, it's no wonder that we all sometimes have to ask for directions. Victoria Post, licensed minister, clairvoyant, and spiritual counselor, can help you keep your spirit alive while surrendering to your soul's journey. Victoria's mastery is in her ability to communicate information and apply practical and powerful tools to all life situations. She has honed her natural skills through clairvoyant training and years of personal work with Temenos and the Naos Foundation School of Sacred Studies. Clients say she has a healing and calming presence, provides focus and great clarity, and gives them permission to be who they are and make their own choices in life. Victoria offers individual counseling sessions and conducts classes in voice dialogue and other energy work. Additional services include public speaking, officiating for weddings, and other rituals and ceremonies, voice coaching, and customized songs for special occasions. When you're looking for support and guidance provided with absolute integrity, whether you need to appreciate the place you've landed or find the next path to follow, call Victoria Post at 415-928-2711, extension 2, or visit her website, SpiritAlive.com. Victoria Post at SpiritAlive.com. Naturally compassionate, innately spiritual, real and down to earth.
I can take care of myself. I can make a peanut butter sandwich. I can brush my teeth and I can give myself a bath. I can walk home alone from school. I can pick dinner from the trash behind the deli. I can watch the baby for the whole weekend. I can keep a baseball bat by my bed just in case there's trouble. Don't worry about me. I can take care of myself.
If you're in jail, who'll be there to take care of your family? Something to think about before committing a gun crime. Gun crimes hit home. This message brought to you by Project Safe Neighborhoods and the Ad Council.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
Welcome back to A Call to Greatness with Victoria Post. If you have a question or a comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5794. Now back to the program. Here's Victoria.
And welcome back to A Call to Greatness. I am Victoria Post, and I'm here today with Kim George, the author of Coaching Into Greatness. You can find out more about Kim and her work by visiting CoachingIntoGreatness.com. That's www.CoachingIntoGreatness.com. So, Kim, welcome back. We were just getting started talking about abundance intelligence and this ability to live vibrantly, to live abundantly, and this new way of measuring intelligence. And it made me think, as you were talking, about some people I know who just seem to do this innately, who just seem to know how to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And yet there are others of us that really have to work at it. Could you talk about that a little bit? Has that been your experience?
Sure. Well, I think that some people may have a tendency to exemplify the characteristics of AQ or abundance intelligence. But it is something that we can also consciously choose, and that's the big message today, is that we all really have a choice. We can consciously choose to live in abundance or to live in scarcity. And really the purpose of writing this book, for me, was to give people a language to make these concepts of abundance and scarcity tangible and accessible in people's daily lives. You mentioned earlier that there's so much about abundance out there, and so much of it is very wonderful, and it's what I call woo-woo.
Mm-hmm.
So forgive me for saying that, but not to devalue it, but it's very challenging for many people to take a, you know, large kind of ambiguous concept and say, okay, well, what does this mean to me today?
Right.
What does this mean to me in my life?
Right.
And so Coaching Into Greatness actually presents this abundance or AQ system that helps people, for the first time, identify patterns of abundance and scarcity in their business, in their life, in their work with others. And there's a whole lot of that we can talk about. I think one of the first big paradigm shifts is that the book defines abundance and scarcity not in external terms or definitions, but in internal definitions. Typically, when we think of abundance, we think of what? Vicki?
Oh, I would think about money. That would be often the first thing that comes up. Money. I often think external friends, lots of good things happening. I do think about some peace and harmony. I do think about lots of trees, and kind of like the associations that came up in my reflection are often what I think about.
Right. And what I heard in all...
They're external.
Yeah. What I heard in all the examples that you gave, and they're wonderful examples, they're totally applicable to abundance. And what I heard is, really to synthesize that, or is that there's more than enough. That there's more than enough, and ultimately that's related to quantifying or measuring something physical, right? And so also with scarcity, if I could do the same thing and ask you, when I say the word scarcity, what comes to mind for you?
Well, not enough.
Yeah,
like
lack.
There's not enough. There's only this much, and I better hang on to it.
A finite supply.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a perception of lack. And in the book, what I do that I think is one of the fundamental shifts that I offer is that to me, true abundance is much more than the belief that there's much more.
Mm-hmm.
True abundance is exercising the freedom to be who you are. True abundance is exercising the freedom to be who you are. So it's not really about what you have, it's who you are being. That is most relevant.
Mm-hmm.
You see, I feel that success is a byproduct of being who you are. And to the degree to which you are able to really be who you are every day, that's really your degree of success.
Mm-hmm.
And then scarcity, the ultimate scarcity then becomes resisting who you are. And so I have yet to find a challenge or a problem in business or life, any kind of situation that cannot be tied back to abundance or scarcity in some form.
Wow.
And so what this does is it makes abundance and scarcity very personal.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that gives people as individuals an opportunity to really look at what they've created and what they want to create. What are they consciously choosing and unconsciously choosing?
Mm-hmm. It's also a challenge in some ways, for more so for some people than others, to just even open to identifying, wait, who am I? Mm-hmm. How do I know when I'm resisting who I am? How do I know when I'm actually being who I am?
Right. And I get that question all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing I will say is that I believe everybody does know who they are.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that we've gotten disconnected. We've forgotten who we are.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk about this more when we connect abundance with greatness. But there's a cycle of conditioning that I write about in the book where we really forget at a very young age who we are and our greatness. Because we're conditioned by society, our teachers, our parents, cultural norms, all these things that are not necessarily good or bad, they just are.
Right.
But the price that's paid is that we lose a bit of ourselves more and more until we begin to pretend we're somebody else, to fit in or conform, to be accepted. We see this with, you know, young school kids all the time. And as adults, that becomes conditioning that we have a hard time letting go of, so that it actually becomes a mask that we're not even aware of.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
And we think we're somebody that we've kind of assumed, or a role that we play, and that's really not who we are.
Mm-hmm. And it's easy to get very attached to that image.
Oh, no kidding.
So, how did you get here? How did you wind up working with abundance? And I'll just, who have you become?
Well, I think the more I live life, the more I am coming back to myself. I don't believe in becoming, and we can talk about this a bit as well, but answer your question first. I feel the longer I live life, the more I'm really being the person I've always been. I'm just living into it more. And so when I, at a young age, I had some difficult challenges in life. My mother was diagnosed with cancer when I was 13, and she passed away when I was 15. And what happened with that is my dad loved me a lot, but was basically emotionally absent.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have a lot of support. We moved around a lot. My dad got remarried
mm-hmm.
within 6 months of my mom passing away. And there just was a whole series of events there that were
mm-hmm.
very challenging. And I didn't realize until about 3 or 4 years ago, and I'm 37 now, so a significant part of my life had transpired. I didn't realize that I actually had developed over time a very prominent scarcity belief. And that belief really shaped a lot of what I did. That belief was that good things don't come my way. So I spent a great part of my early life being a super high achiever, looking for recognition, you know, through all kinds of accomplishments. I was
mm-hmm.
very successful, did very well in college, had a great career before I got into professional coaching with a lot of success. And at the same time, I still had this inherent belief that good things wouldn't last, good things wouldn't come my way. So I was always waiting for the price to be paid. If something good did come, oh, well, something bad's really going to happen. And that really overshadowed my happiness and just the quality of my life.
Mm-hmm.
So when I got into coaching and I began to work with business owners, I began to notice patterns that were occurring. And by the third or fourth session of working with a business person, we would have identified the strategy to grow their business. I would have trained them on how to implement the strategy. So
mm-hmm.
they knew what they wanted to do and
right.
they knew how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But inevitably, like clockwork, by the third or fourth session, they would come back and they wouldn't have done it.
Uh-huh.
And so I began to notice these patterns of how people are getting stuck. And I began to draw a parallel to patterns in my own life. And that inevitably, those patterns became the impetus for the 7 illusions of scarcity thinking, which are in my book. And these are the primary ways that people get stuck in a scarcity mentality. And
mm-hmm.
so that was my personal experience, and I'm happy to say once I gained awareness about my own scarcity belief, it was like a catapult and really became a mission to help others uncover their own scarcity so that they can live into their greatness just as I am today.
So once you have an awareness of a scarcity belief, such as the one you mentioned, which I certainly recognize,
mm-hmm.
Is there more? Like, are there things you can actually do to help get unstuck from that belief, to help sort of disentangle oneself from that belief?
Absolutely. And the first thing is that when you look at the AQ system, the abundance intelligence system, think of a teeter-totter or a seesaw.
Mm-hmm.
Some people may refer to it that way. On one end of the teeter-totter, we have your SQ, which is your scarcity quotient.
Mm-hmm.
This is where all of your illusions lie. Remember, your illusions are the primary sources or ways of scarcity thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Every illusion is made up of conditioned patterns. And this is what's really exciting, because in my work as a coach and a consultant, I utilize the patterns to really identify where people are stuck. So, for instance, there is an illusion called the illusion of not enough.
Mm-hmm.
This is, I joke about it, I think this is the mother of all illusions.
Everything
comes back to this one.
Uh-huh.
And there is one of the patterns that makes up the illusion of not enough is the pattern of more, M-O-R-E, the pattern of
mm-hmm.
more. And this is where we find ourselves looking and continuing and striving for more of something as an attempt to make us feel better about ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
You see, with the
I know this one.
We all do. We
uh-huh.
all do. The illusion of not enough is where you inherently see yourself as flawed, broken, incomplete, needing to be fixed, and there's this hope of becoming. And I had mentioned this earlier that I think
right.
one of the greatest causes of unhappiness and frustration and disappointment in society today is this fallacy of becoming. I believe that there's nothing to become. I believe that everybody is already great, that when you were born great. And there's a fabulous quotation, I don't know who said it, but it goes like this: when you were born, God said yes. When you were born, God said yes. And the piece that I add is this: he didn't say no. He didn't say maybe. He didn't say someday. He said
right.
yes.
Yeah.
And so the challenge is that most of us live our lives searching for the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, longing to become somebody truly great. And the reality is, if we just realized and lived our lives from the paradigm that we already are great, that we already have everything we need, want, and choose to be who we are, it makes a profound shift in the way we view life and how we show up. And so I don't really believe in potential.
Mm-hmm.
I think potential ultimately has a perception of lack involved.
Yes,
because
like we're not there yet.
Yeah, if we talk about somebody's potential, we're assuming that they are not already great
mm-hmm.
in that way.
Yeah, and yet this is so prevalent in our society. So I want to talk a little bit more about scarcity and about its effect and how we can hopefully stop living in this place of trying to become in the place of potential. So do stay with us and feel free to call in if you have a question or comment at 866-472-5795. Stay with us. We'll be right back on A Call to Greatness.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
Can you stay present and centered even when everything around you is completely out of control? Can you find joy, meaning, and peace even when life seems to be falling apart? Can you love yourself even when your inner critic is right? The soul journey is filled with complexities that will take you from adversity to ecstasy through power and vulnerability, from magical moments of connection into deep states of loneliness, from life to death and back again. With all the twists and turns, it's no wonder that we all sometimes have to ask for directions. Victoria Post, licensed minister, clairvoyant, and spiritual counselor, can help you keep your spirit alive while surrendering to your soul's journey. Victoria's mastery is in her ability to communicate information and apply practical and powerful tools to all life situations. She has honed her natural skills through clairvoyant training and years of personal work with Temenos and the Naos Foundation School of Sacred Studies. Clients say she has a healing and calming presence, provides focus and great clarity, and gives them permission to be who they are and make their own choices in life. Victoria offers individual counseling sessions and conducts classes in voice dialogue and other energy work. Additional services include public speaking, officiating for weddings, and other rituals and ceremonies, voice coaching, and customized songs for special occasions. When you're looking for support and guidance provided with absolute integrity, whether you need to appreciate the place you've landed or find the next path to follow, call Victoria Post at 415-928-2711, extension 2, or visit her website, spiritalive.com. Victoria Post at spiritalive.com. Naturally compassionate, innately spiritual, real and down to earth.
Dad, let's sing that bedtime song.
Rock-a-bye baby by Newton's treetop. His first law of motion, make sure you won't stop. The same rules of physics apply to a ball, while gravity is a force that makes things fall.
By the sixth grade, many girls lose interest in math and science, but it's never too early to set your daughter's future in motion. For some simple ideas, go to girlsgotech.org.
A public service announcement brought to you by Girl Scouts of USA and Ad Council.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Welcome back to A Call to Greatness with Victoria Post. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5794. Now back to the program. Here's Victoria.
And welcome back to A Call to Greatness. I am your host, Victoria Post, spiritual counselor, psychic energy management trainer. And today we are speaking with Kim George, who is founder of the AQ Institute. We are talking about abundance and abundance intelligence. And I was thinking during the break, Kim, given what we've said so far about how actually working with this abundance intelligence is really important. It's not just, oh, it'd be nice to have more yada, 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 yada. It'd be nice to feel better. It made me think a little bit about the damage living from scarcity can actually do.
Oh, it's absolutely essential. And I had made a comment earlier before the break that I have yet to find a situation in business or life that this doesn't apply to. And really, when you think, what is more essential, what is more important than the quality of our life and our degree of happiness mm-hmm. in how we're living?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So how can we get started? Let's talk a little bit about the system and how it works. And say, I assume, you know, someone can come and say, okay, I've got an issue like money, and, you know, I'm struggling with an issue of money. You know, how would somebody use this system?
Well, I've identified four steps that are very simple and can be used with any kind of challenge or situation that someone is experiencing that may be listening on the call. And the first step is awareness. You know, awareness is like 95% of everything. We cannot do anything without first having awareness mm-hmm. of where we're at.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I work with an individual or when I work with my group coaching programs, the first thing we do is work to establish awareness. So what we want to do is identify the problem or situation or challenge, the area where people are getting stuck, what's going on there. And it's like I want people to think about peeling the layers of an onion. It's a process of revealing and getting back to ourselves, because this conditioning is like a hardened veneer, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're doing is with awareness, we're looking for any chink in the armor so that we can let a little light of awareness come through, and that's all we need. So the first step is really to identify the situation or problem the person is working with. So if it's around money,
mm-hmm.
that's very broad and very general.
Right.
So what I would do with the individual is to ask them, when you think about money, what emotions, what feelings come up for you? And inevitably, we'll get to probably some fears that they relate to money,
mm-hmm.
some assumptions and beliefs. And so I would work with them to whittle down, if you will, get to a core fear. And once we have that core fear, we can utilize a tool, a simple exercise that I have in the book, which I call the Truth or Dare Test. And it sounds a bit ominous, but it's really very profound.
Mm-hmm.
And it's two questions. So if people are listening along and you've identified a fear that you have related to a stumbling block
mm-hmm.
or a way of being stuck, the first thing you want to do with the Truth or Dare test is ask yourself, what evidence do I have that this is true? What evidence do I have that this fear is true for me today?
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
Now, what happens is there's several things that, like clockwork, happen. People either laugh immediately,
mm-hmm.
and I ask them that, because they realize, oh, my gosh, I don't have any evidence.
Uh-huh.
Right? Fear
mm-hmm.
is false expectation appearing real.
Mm-hmm.
Or the evidence that they do give me is all things that have happened in the past.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what? I tried that 20 years ago, and somebody laughed at me, and
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to be able to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And what I remind people of is that that's not what I asked you. what happened in your past. I'm asking you, what evidence do you have today that this is true for you?
How does this one work with the idea that sometimes whatever belief you have, I've found it's pretty easy for people to find evidence to support it?
Well, there's no doubt that it's very easy for us to find evidence, but the question really is, where's the evidence?
Right.
Does the evidence apply to where you are today?
Right.
Or does it apply to something that happened in the past? See, that's the key distinction.
Right.
When you help people see that, they can move on.
Right.
Because they realize that they're living their present life in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not really possible.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the
a lot of us try.
Absolutely. That's the first question is help them identify, you know, what evidence do you have to really see fear for what it is. Then the follow-up question of the Truth or Dare test is to ask, how does thinking this way serve you? How does thinking this way serve us? Now, our thinking always serves us. It's a question of whether it is serving us in a healthy, productive way or in a way that's keeping us small, keeping us from our greatness. And most of the time, people will say, oh, it doesn't serve me at all. And then, you know, I'll explore that with them, and they'll see that, for instance, somebody who's stuck in a dead-end job and really, really has this dream of opening, you know, say, a floral business or something like that, and they can't leave their job because they have this illusion of certainty. They have this belief that, well, it's a steady paycheck, I've got benefits, you know, I don't know what will happen if I start my business. There's no way I can do it.
Right.
You know, good things don't come my way, a million things. And what happens is they will put aside their greatness. They will stay in a miserable situation, getting by in life, living on the surface of life, because their need to know an outcome, their need to be certain about everything being okay is greater than their need for greatness. And so that's a situation where what's serving them is keeping them small. It's giving them the illusion of safety, but in reality they're dying a slow death.
Yes. Well, one of the things, for example, that I looked at even for myself around money is that by thinking, you know, by thinking that I either didn't have much or couldn't have much, It when I looked at how that served me, I got to, well, you know, it's helping me be humble and not trusting that I would still remain humble if I actually had as much money as I wanted to have.
Right. So the underlying assumption was what, Vicki?
The underlying assumption was that somehow I wasn't capable of sort of holding that space of humility.
Yeah, like if you have a lot of money, you can't be humble.
Can't be humble.
Yeah, they're mutually exclusive.
And so sometimes in that process, what I find is, wow, it keeps leading me to more assumptions, to another belief, you know, where I just keep having to or keep going, and I think that's the layering effect that you talked about.
Well, and the very dangerous, the very real opportunity cost of scarcity thinking is that it's so insidious. You see, because of the conditioning, people can go their whole lives never realizing or becoming aware of their assumptions and beliefs that are actually defining who they are. And, you know, the greatest limits are the limits we impose on ourselves. Nobody else does. It's what we do to ourselves that's the greatest injustice.
Right. So once people have gone through these the Truth or Dare test to begin to identify what's actually happening, how do we then move from this place of scarcity into a place of abundance? How do we strengthen that intelligence?
So the first step is awareness, and key part of that, as I said, just modeled with you, is the Truth or Dare test. But once we have awareness about the situation that essentially we've created, the next step is acceptance. And there are two components to acceptance. What I do with my clients is I work with them to then own what they're aware of, to own the impact of what they've learned from the first step. Mm-hmm. This is really critical. If we don't take personal responsibility for what we have created in our lives, mm-hmm. then creating anything different is not really possible.
Right.
And so owning it is the first part of acceptance. Mm-hmm. And then once we can own and take personal responsibility mm-hmm. for it, then we can make a commitment.
Yes.
And this is equally important, that mm-hmm. people have to be open and willing and committed to consciously choosing to walk the path of abundance. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean that you know, snap your fingers and overnight you're suddenly, you know, Mr. AQ, right, that you've got it all figured out. I mean, this is a life's work. This is a life's process. But the good news is that you have your entire life to work on it, mm-hmm. and that it is a wonderful journey. Mm-hmm. That's not about becoming or having. It's about being.
Right.
That's really the difference. So those are the two steps in acceptance, is really getting to that ownership mm-hmm. and getting to the commitment. And then after that, we move into our third step, which is consistent action. And Vicki, at the beginning, you had mentioned something about affirmations.
Mm-hmm.
I joke about this in my book. I'm not a big fan of affirmations.
Neither am I, yes.
You know, standing in front of the mirror and telling yourself you're beautiful,
uh-huh.
and then all throughout the day thinking hateful thoughts to yourself is
mm-hmm.
really not going to be effective.
No.
And so I would offer this to your listeners, that I believe intention and affirmations are powerful when they are only part of the equation.
Mm-hmm.
When you add inspired action, that's the difference. Because remember, we started this call talking about doing what you can do. There's a balance here. There's harmony between being who you are and also doing, you know, being in motion.
Mm-hmm.
Energy begets energy.
Yes.
And so the consistent action phase is the step when I work with clients, I help them to develop a strategy, to develop what I call core activities that are essential activities that connect them with who they are being
mm-hmm.
every day,
mm-hmm.
that they can measure.
Yep.
And so finally, the fourth step, and I encourage people to think of this as a cycle, not
mm-hmm.
a linear path.
Right.
Not a checklist that you check off and then it's done. The fourth step is authenticity. And this is where you show up and you actually are being authentic. After you've got the awareness, you've accepted and committed, you've got your action plan, this is where the rubber meets the road. This is where you show up and actually live your life as, you know, being who you are. Now, people ask me, well, why don't you put authenticity at the beginning of the cycle? You have
That's
idea?
A really good question, and we are coming up onto another break. So I want to leave you all to ponder that for a moment. Why wouldn't you put authenticity at the beginning of that cycle? Hang on for the answer to that question, and we will be right back with you on A Call to Greatness.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
Can you stay present and centered even when everything around you is completely out of control? Can you find joy, meaning, and peace even when life seems to be falling apart? Can you love yourself even when your inner critic is right? The soul journey is filled with complexities that will take you from adversity to ecstasy through power and vulnerability, from magical moments of connection into deep states of loneliness, from life to death and back again. With all the twists and turns, it's no wonder that we all sometimes have to ask for directions. Victoria Post, licensed minister, clairvoyant, and spiritual counselor, can help you keep your spirit alive while surrendering to your soul's journey. Victoria's mastery is in her ability to communicate information and apply practical and powerful tools to all life situations. She has honed her natural skills through clairvoyant training and years of personal work with Temenos and the Naos Foundation School of Sacred Studies. Clients say she has a healing and calming presence, provides focus and great clarity, and gives them permission to be who they are and make their own choices in life. Victoria offers individual counseling sessions and conducts classes in voice dialogue and other energy work. Additional services include public speaking, officiating for weddings, and other rituals and ceremonies, voice coaching, and customized songs for special occasions. When you're looking for support and guidance provided with absolute integrity, whether you need to appreciate the place you've landed or find the next path to follow, call Victoria Post at 415-928-2711, extension 2, or visit her website, spiritalive.com. Victoria Post at spiritalive.com. Naturally compassionate, innately spiritual, real and down to earth.
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
Welcome back to A Call to Greatness with Victoria Post. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5794. Now back to the program. Here's Victoria.
And welcome back to A Call to Greatness. And we are talking with Kim George about abundance, and these shows just go by way, way, way too quickly. Kim, I want to now address this question of why don't you put authenticity first?
Yeah, and it, like I said, it's one that people have asked me frequently.
Mm-hmm.
And earlier before the break, I had talked about the role of conditioning and how we get conditioned by people and society and so many things around us. And if we put authenticity at the beginning as the first step, what would happen is we'd be authentic to who we think we are. We'd be authentic to our conditioning. So that's why we put awareness and acceptance and consistent action first, because it is like peeling a banana. It's, you know, revealing mm-hmm. people to themselves
mm-hmm.
and helping them remember their greatness
right.
and connect with that.
Right. So let's go through the steps one more time.
Sure.
Awareness,
acceptance, consistent action,
mm-hmm.
and then authenticity. Now, the last comment I'll make about the cycle is that to remind people it is a process, and what we know about habits and patterns and things is that we don't change quickly overnight, that often it takes time to develop new habits and routines and patterns. And so what we do is when we show up authentically or not, when we have a breakdown and maybe we don't do exactly what we had hoped to do, we go back to the first step of awareness and we say, okay, where was the breakdown? What do I need to evaluate? What have I learned? And then we recommit ourselves and then we go back into consistent action and we show up authentically. We keep reworking the cycle until we've got the new conscious behavior of abundance that we're focused on.
Right. So this to me would seem a real antidote to resignation. I see a lot of people resigned to their circumstances.
Yeah, and I think, you know, resignation is like giving up.
Mm-hmm.
And the message that I want to give people today is it may be challenging at first to
mm-hmm.
own that everything that you have today is what you have created, that you have attracted that and brought that to your life. That may be hard for some people to hear. But here's the really great news, that what does that say about you, that you have created everything you have today? What that says is you are truly great and truly powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
the message is that you can choose to create exactly what you want, and you can start today.
Mm-hmm. So how can people get support around this process?
Well, the first thing I recommend is visiting my website,
mm-hmm.
and that's coachingintogreatness.com. People
it's a great website.
Thank you.
It's a great website.
There's a blog there, which mm-hmm. I regularly contribute to. There are resources. There are articles. There's a companion study guide to the book. You can purchase the book through Amazon there. So I recommend to people to get started that they might want to read more about the illusions and the abundance aptitudes.
Mm-hmm.
And so reading the book is the first step. We have abundance intelligence study groups. We have 5 of them going now that are complimentary and available to anybody who wants to join, where like-minded people can talk about these concepts from the book. We have one-on-one and group coaching that is available. So there's lots of ways for people at all, you know, investment levels to bring more abundance into their life. And that's really the big message is start today in whatever way that works for you to begin believing and designing an environment where you believe that you are already great.
So, and abundance and greatness, they are such present time activities. Could you leave people with your analogy of the cup? Give them an image that they can carry with them today.
That's great. Thank you. Yes, I have this analogy on my website. I often talk about it. And many of us have heard this about the half empty, half full. And what I like to say is that people who are living in scarcity see the cup as half empty. People who are positive thinkers see the cup as half full. People that are living abundantly see the cup as overflowing. But people who are living into their greatness are the cup. And what that really points to is this belief that you are already great, that instead of being controlled or looking at what the cup contains, right, it's talking about our capacity. And it's saying that all of you have this inherent greatness capacity already within you. You don't have to go find it. You don't have to become it. It's already there in a matter of living into it.
Right. And the more of us who live into our greatness, the less conflict we have in the world, the less need there is for so much of the competition and the problems and the difficulties that we have out there.
Well, absolutely, and one of the illusions is the illusion of control.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we try to rearrange the world to fit our version of happiness. And so you can find this on a worldwide, global level with the large-scale wars all the way down to the little battles that each of us wages within ourselves every day.
Right. And so what I hear in this message is that our circumstances don't determine our level of greatness. So, okay, maybe I'm not doing everything I want to be doing. I'm not accomplishing everything I want to accomplish. I'm not always behaving in a way that I want to behave. But if I focus on I'm not, I'm not, I'm not, I won't.
Yeah, greatness is a state of being, and it's about focusing on what you have, not what you don't have. Because every minute that you're focused on what you don't have, you disempower yourself.
Right. Right. So I really want to encourage all of you to check out Kim's website and take advantage of the many resources that are offered there, the study groups, the coaching sessions, to get extra support, because it's not an easy journey to do alone, particularly given that we're so surrounded by this culture of scarcity, and someday my prince will come and someday I'll win the lottery.
Right. Well, and if you look at, you know, not to get political, but if you look at our government and how fear is perpetuated.
Absolutely.
It's an environment that we can't escape, and yet we can choose how we want to be in the world, but not of the world.
Right. Choose how you want to be in the world, not of the world. Any last thoughts you want to leave the listeners with for today, Kim?
Well, Vicki, I just want to celebrate you. You know, in the book, I interview lots of great people who are examples of people with a high AQ or abundance intelligence, and I think your own personal story and getting to know you the way I have really exemplifies and demonstrates your own personal abundance intelligence, and I think you are a great role model for so many people about doing what you can do. And so I just want to end on the note of celebration for you and this wonderful show that you have and all that you're doing to help people live into their greatness.
Oh, thank you so very much, and I really appreciate it. And I've learned a great deal today and actually feel much more uplifted and like I actually have more possibilities for working through my patterns. So I want to thank you for that. You've been an absolute delight to work with. And again, for all of you, just one more time, that definition, that initial definition of abundance.
True abundance is exercising the freedom to be who you are.
Right. So the freedom to be who you are, being who you are, and doing what you can do today, every day, living into your greatness. Thank you so much, Kim, for being with us. We look forward to having you back again. And again, her website, www.coachingintogreatness.com. And thanks to all of you for tuning in and joining us in this show. I invite you to join us again next week for A Call to Greatness, when we examine the issues of power and self-esteem. So very, very much connected to this. So have a blessed, abundantly joyous week. And we look forward to seeing you again soon right here on A Call to Greatness. Thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you for listening to A Call to Greatness. To contact Victoria, visit spiritalive.com. Tune in next Wednesday for another profound hour on A Call to Greatness with Victoria Post.